honey production contributes as much as $15 million to Florida's economy every year. In fact, honey, pollination, and bees are a big industry in the state, and it's pretty heavily regulated by the state. But Senator Alan Hayes, who's sponsoring Senate Bill 1132, says individual communities are starting to pass their own ordinances, and some of those local laws really sting.
They're adding their own layer of regulations and red tape to an industry that's already struggling to survive, and it's vital to the food chain of our country.
Hayes, a Republican from Umatilla, says the ordinances don't generally stem from instances where someone has been stung or bee attacks.
These have been enacted as a knee-jerk reaction to some neighbor's complaint about hives in their area.
Hayes says his bill will create uniform beekeeping rules by giving the sole rights to overseeing beekeeping and hive locations to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Nancy Gentry is with the Florida Honeybee Technical Council. Gentry says banning bees from specific areas can cause some sticky situations.
If you start banning bees in these urban residential areas, what's going to happen is you're creating an environmental void. In other words, you're giving the Africanized bee the opportunity to go into these areas without any competition at all. And we clearly state in the department all the time that the first line of defense against the Africanized bees are, you know, the European honeybees, which is what a beekeeper actually manages.
Gentry says European honeybees are actually relatively laid back. She says a person could make a bee mad by knocking on its hive, but even then it would only behave aggressively toward the person until he or she leaves the bee's territory, which is about 20 feet. That's compared with the Africanized bee.
The Africanized bee is still a defensive bee. However, their aggressive zone is much larger, which essentially is about the size, the width of a football field. Okay? They're going to get you if you're in that area. Mm. You get into that zone, they'll send out maybe 100 bees within a matter of seconds. They're sending out thousands.
Gentry says Africanized bees are making their way north from South Florida.
Those Africanized bees are out there. You cannot stop them. They're not going to go away. They are migrating northward, lining the sand probably about south of Atlanta. So really, it's Florida's responsibility to try and do as much as we can to slow it down, is what I'm trying to say.
Senator Larsenia Bullard, a Democrat from Miami, raised concerns about forcing local governments to allow hives in their communities.
We should have a guidelines in place and oversight, but I definitely believe that we need to be cautious and place an in language in statute that is a mandate rather than permissive language.
Hayes says the bill is not a mandate. It just says the Department of Agriculture will be the only agency that can make rules about beekeeping and where hives are or aren't allowed. Hayes and Gentry provided a few samples to sweeten the bill just a little more.
Enjoy the honey. I think if you get that little sugar rush, it feels good. You have no choice but to go unanimous on this bill.
Several senators took a taste, and the Agriculture Committee did pass the bill with a unanimous vote. The proposal now moves to the Senate Budget Committee. A similar bill is making its way through the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.